Listener's discretion is advised.
Hello, this episode of Random Stuff Season 4 was taped before I got my wisdom teeth removed yesterday. So, you might as well enjoy it while you can. Good evening, folks, to all of the parties who are listening here tonight on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff Season 4. Now let's get to some... Wait, what? I guess we're gonna have to skip the pod monologue and get to the breaking news edition of Meanwhile called... Well, in this edition of Breaking Meanwhile is where we get to talk about some SRX. It's not last night. It's actually 2 days ago on Thursday night was the start of the new season of Superstar Racing Experience at Stafford Motor Speedway, where Denny Hamlin won a rain-shortened race once again. Or say a lightning-ending shortened race. Yes, there was lightning. Literally, on the Thursday Night Thunder. Of course, Denny Hamlin made his SRX debut and won. Now, here was his winning interview from the Front Stretch YouTube channel.
You know, it's a lot of fun. I mean, just kind of, from a driver standpoint, knowing that you're in the same equipment as everyone else. They don't let you do any changes with these cars. They're not every car has, so it really puts an emphasis. I mean, there's no spotters or anything. That's a lot of the contact you saw is because we just couldn't see the people around us. But, man, it was so much fun. It's just, you know, short track racing. This is the grassroots racing that we hope to showcase.
Your pre-feature work there had two local legends, who I think probably had a few before they got out there, Freddie Kraft and Doug Kobe, out there working on the car. How much fun is it to come to an event like this where it's serious, but there's also a fun element to it?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Doug helped me out a ton. I hadn't met him until just, you know, today. And then Freddie and those guys banging on the car. I have two model crew chiefs here, Mike Wheeler and Chris Gabehart. So, yeah, they were just spectators. This is a track that I really grew up racing with Ronnie Silk for so many years. So I was really happy to bring him back here and get away with it.
What kind of tips did Doug give you?
He really helped me with the line, to be honest with you. I didn't realize in practice how far off line I was until he was like, no, you need to be here. And so I got it there in the race and was way faster.
Did this bring you back to your late model days at all? I saw you like helping the team out with lifting the hood off and all that. And did it remind you of any tracks you raced at back in the day?
It reminds me a lot of Langley, to be honest with you. This one was really similar to Langley, just kind of how
flat.
It's a late apex type of racetrack where you want to set yourself up. It's got an apron that can be used. So for me, it was very similar to Langley. I drove it very similar to kind of how I drove the late models, just making sure once I got out front, I was managing brakes and tires. So it was a lot of fun. I mean, this was definitely short track racing. There's damage on the car. You know, it's not like a NASCAR team where everyone's got a specific role. So I got to get my hands dirty. I got to chip in a little bit because we were pressing time.
Tracy put you through the grass there. Then I saw you guys laughing on pit road.
Yeah, he had a great comment. He's like, people think we're just, you know, pussyfooting these things. I was like, no, that ain't the case. So, I mean, we're rooting and gouging hard. It makes it so interesting because the width of the body makes it really hard to see where your left side is, where your right side is. The cars are just way wider than what we're used to. and you really can't see out of the left side, and you don't have a spotter. So I always wondered, like, you know, how come these guys chop each other so much? And honestly, you really can't see unless the car's right up next to you.
Well, congratulations once again to Denny Hamlin for winning the opening race of the SRX race at Stafford. Now, they're gonna some of the drivers, including the full-time drivers of the SRX, are coming back at Stafford because SRX has decided to cancel the race at Thunder Road because of the fatal incident happened near the place. So they decided to not race there next week. Instead, they'll race that next year for the 2024 season. So they're already opening for the 2024. So once again, they'll come back to Stafford for another chance. So this is the first time SRX has gone two races in one season. Until then, after this brief ad, we're going to get to the Quarantine Well segment. That involves the Screen Actors Guild, a.k.a. SAG-AFTRA, where, spoiler alert, they're going to do the same thing WGA did, going on strike. Why? Well, you're going to have to find out, so stay tuned, folks, on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff Season 4. Closed captioning for this podcast is brought to you by the following...
The state of Louisiana is banning minors from accessing websites whose pornographic content exceeds 30%. Introducing Pornhub. Pornhub is the only adult entertainment site comprised of one-third explicit images and two-thirds public records from the Louisiana Department of Housing and Urban Development. Pornhub has all the information you need about first-time homebuyer incentives, eviction protection, disaster relief, and horny stepmilfs who want it so bad they can't get enough. This month, Pornhub starts the year with big natural hot tub lesbians and an in-depth interview with U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marsha Fudge. Pornhub, 30% hot, as directed by law. Void where prohibited. Prohibited where void. Use promo code Fudge for 30% off your first 30 days.
Apologies from Marsha.
And bye.
Are you tired of woke brands cramming their liberal agendas down your throat? Then cram these down instead. Mr. Paul's Cisgender Fish Sticks, the antidote to the left-wing corporations who want to tell you how to think.
Wait, what's in these?
We start with 100% fresh Atlantic cod. Then our team of marine psychologists.
Did you say marine psychologists?
Quiet, cook. Then our team of marine psychologists make sure each and every delicious, unsustainably caught cod identifies as his or her confirmed biological gender, just as Jesus tweeted.
I don't think fish can be trans.
Not in this box they can't.
That's not what I meant.
Mr. Paul's Cisgender Fish Sticks, assigned delicious at birth.
I think it's a boy.
Yeah, taste the penis, Mr. Paul.
And we back, folks, on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff. Now let's get to that segment. It is indeed the quarantined version of Meanwhile, called...
Quarantine While!
In this Quarantine While segment is about a bad news that happened on Thursday afternoon. The SAG-AFTRA has officially gone on strike. Yep. They're joining the WGA on the strike. That means you're really, 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 really not going to see new episodes or new season or new shows anytime or any year until everybody rots in hell. I think Hollywood is in huge trouble, and I think Hollywood is about to die because of this. And they're blaming it on artificial intelligence. And streaming, and everything. Everything that is against their traditionalist stuff. But here was the conference back on Thursday when they announced their strike.
which is, of course, before all of the craziness. But they officially did call this to be on strike. And once again, here's the conference from the LACW Network affiliate, KTLA.
Okay, I guess we have a... Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Duncan Crabtree Ireland, National Executive Director and Chief Negotiator for SAG-AFTRA. Yesterday, our union celebrated the 90th anniversary of the incorporation of Screen Actors Guild. During our nearly century-long existence, we've fought for and achieved countless gains for working actors. Today, we embark on a new important chapter in our union's history. Earlier this morning, the SAG-AFTRA National Board convened following 4 weeks of negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, the AMPTP. Because the AMPTP remains unwilling to offer a fair deal on key issues essential to protecting the livelihoods of working actors and performers, SAG-AFTRA's National Board unanimously voted to issue a strike order against the studios and streamers. From the time negotiations began on June 7th, SAG-AFTRA staff and the members of our negotiating committee have worked overtime, devoting their evenings, weekends, and holidays to achieving a deal that would ensure a sustainable future for the acting profession. But despite our team's efforts, the AMPTP has remained steadfast in its commitment to devaluing the work of our members. Actors deserve a contract that reflects the changes that have taken place in the industry. Unfortunately, the current streaming model has undercut performers' residual income, and high inflation has further reduced our members' ability to make ends meet. Additionally, industry expectations around self-tape auditions mean performers are bearing casting costs that were once the responsibility of producers. To complicate matters further, actors now face an existential threat to their livelihoods with the rise of generative AI technology. We've proposed contract changes that address these issues, but the AMPTP has been uninterested in our proposals. Because of this, the board has determined that union members should withhold their labor until a fair contract can be achieved. A strike is an instrument of last resort. We've tried for 4 weeks to reach a deal with the AMPTP, and unfortunately, they have left us with no alternative. Although we're all disappointed with the AMPTP's reluctance to cooperate, the solidarity among SAG-AFTRA members has never been stronger. Based on the enthusiasm I'm seeing from everyone, I truly believe this union has the unity and the resolve needed to fight for the future of their careers. Due to the broad nature of our membership, this strike does not affect all members of all contract areas, just those working under the 2020 TV theatrical contract. Performers working in interactive entertainment, audiobooks, music, commercials, and other contract areas will not be directly impacted. The strike will begin at midnight tonight, and all of us, union members, leadership, and staff, will be out on the picket lines tomorrow morning. Members are urged to go to sagafterstrike.org for answers to common questions as well as information on picket locations. I'd now like to turn the microphone over to SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher.
Thank you. Thank you, Duncan. And thank you, everybody, for coming to this press conference today. It's really important that this negotiation be covered because the eyes of the world, and particularly the eyes of labor, are upon us. What happens here is important because what's happening to us is happening across all fields of labor by means of when employers make Wall Street and greed their priority and they forget about the essential contributors that make the machine run. We have a problem. And we are experiencing that right at this moment. This is a very seminal hour for us. I went in earnest thinking that we would be able to avert a strike. The gravity of this move is not lost on me or our negotiating committee or our board members who have voted unanimously to proceed with a strike. It's a very serious thing that impacts thousands, if not millions of people all across this country and around the world. Not only members of this union, but people who work in other industries that service the people that work in this industry. And so it came with great sadness that we came to this crossroads, but we had no choice. We are the victims here. We are being victimized by a very greedy entity. I am shocked by the way the people that we have been in business with are treating us. I cannot believe it, quite frankly. How far apart we are on so many things. How they plead poverty, that they're losing money left and right when giving hundreds of millions of dollars to their CEOs. It is disgusting. Shame on them. They stand on the wrong side of history at this very moment. We stand in solidarity, in unprecedented unity. Our union and our sister unions and the unions around the world are standing by us, as well as other labor unions. Because at some point, the jig is up. You cannot keep being dwindled and marginalized and disrespected and dishonored. The entire business model has been changed by streaming, digital, AI. This is a moment of history that is a moment of truth. If we don't stand tall right now, we are all going to be in trouble. We are all going to be in jeopardy of being replaced by machines and big business. Who cares more about Wall Street than you and your family? Most of Americans don't have more than $500 in an emergency. This is a very big deal, and it weighed heavy on us. But at some point, you have to say, no, we're not going to take this anymore. You people are crazy. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? Privately, they all say, we're the center of the wheel. Everybody else tinkers around our artistry, but actions speak louder than words. And there was nothing there. It was insulting. So we came together in strength and solidarity and unity with the largest strike authorization vote in our union's history. And we made the hard decision that we tell you as we stand before you today. This is major. It's really serious. And it's going to impact every single person that is in labor. We are fortunate enough to be in a country right now that happens to be labor friendly. And yet, we were facing opposition that was so labor unfriendly, so tone deaf to what we are saying. You cannot change the business model as much as it has changed and not expect the contract to change too. We're not going to keep doing incremental changes on a contract that no longer honors what is happening right now with this business model that was foisted upon us. What are we doing? Moving around furniture on the Titanic? It's crazy. So the jig is up, AMPTP. We stand tall. You have to wake up and smell the coffee. We are labor and we stand tall and we demand respect and to be honored for our contribution. You share the wealth because you cannot exist without us. Thank you.
All right, that was SAG after President Fran Drescher. She says this is a seminal moment in Hollywood. So SAG-AFTRA is declaring a strike. They will join the writers, WGA, president. On the picket line. The chief negotiator, Duncan Crabtree Ireland, said 4 weeks of negotiation with the MPTP got them nowhere. And apparently the big issue is the AI technology and streaming, which they are not getting the residuals like they're getting for regular television and movies.
Yeah, she also said that solidarity between the members has never been stronger. We're going to take a break.
No, 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 no. That is my thing. That is my thing. That's where we get to the brief ad. So, you know what? Why don't we just do it anyway? After this brief ad, let's get to some music listening. So stay tuned, folks, on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff Season 4.
Thank you.
Hey, I'll send you what I owe right now.
With services like Venmo and Apple Pay, there are so many ways to send money in an instant.
Just got it right now. Thanks.
And while convenience is great, don't forget, there's also checks.
Checks.
Because there's nothing like furiously scribbling on a piece of paper, tearing it, flicking your wrist, and saying,
I trust this will suffice.
Use checks for all your payment needs, including making him leave your daughter.
Take this. Take this and never come back. Don't pick up her calls. She'll be heartbroken. But it needs to be done.
Check. And hushing Mildred.
Forget whatever you think you saw last night by the gazebo.
Checks.
Use checks for things like,
boy,
Pietro's birthday.
For taking my rings off at night.
Checks. Buying poison.
Just one sip and I become head of the board.
Best of all, checks are easy. Hear what day it is. Hear his name. Hear how much. Hear the same, but in letters. And hear the secret. Checks.
A check is drama. A check is a promise. Get them in baseball, Daffy Duck, or Michigan State. And make sure to add the dash after the amount, or God knows how many zeros they'll add. Checks.
Available at Ridgewood Savings Bank.
And we back, folks. Now let's get to some parody with the former host of The Late Late Show on CBS, James Corden, with the parody of Paul McCartney / The Beatles' Maybe I'm Amazed. Here's James Corden.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders. And I learned so much about coronavirus. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know.
Maybe I'm immune, 'cause today I'm feeling so alive. Just don't be afraid of the way I'm breathing. Maybe I'm immune, it's okay to go out for a ride. With others trapped inside, maybe you're immune to the lies my doctors tell you.
The fact of the matter is that he's doing really well.
Maybe I'm a man, and maybe I don't wear a mask, 'cause I don't care about others. Science I don't really understand.
Disinfectant, it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that? By injection inside.
Maybe I'm a man, and maybe I'm just high from this experimental cocktail. Maybe I just need some oxygen.
Virtually nobody.
Maybe I'm afraid of the way that I might.
Maybe on November 3rd I just might lose this.
Yep, that was the former host of the Late Late Show, James Corden, with one of his parodies called Maybe I'm Immune. Now, after this brief ad, we wrap up this Saturday's Random Stuff episode. Stay tuned!
There I am, about to cook my traditional Thanksgiving dinner, tuna-roni and sardines for one, and suddenly the visitor reaches out his talons and he eats my can opener.
Oh.
I believe you, Ron.
Reminds me of the time a Bigfoot stole my bicycle.
I believe you too, Gloria. Mm-hmm. By the way, this butter is delicious.
Oh, that's not butter.
I don't believe you, Gloria.
No, really. I can't believe it's not butter.
I don't believe you either.
Look, I have been where you are. It's unbelievably buttery flavor and easy, smooth spreadability makes you think I can't believe it's not butter.
You and you out of my house now.
That's the name of the product.
Yeah.
Some people are crazy. Unbelievable.
Try I Can't Believe It's Not Butter today. Available at your local grocery retailer.
Folks, that ought to do it for this Saturday edition of Random Stuff. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, but until then, nighty night, folks!